Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with the catch up.
In today's edition, we talked awkward places you've left Fluffy off the chain. After a police interview had to be stopped when a suspect wouldn't stop firing up the lean, mean bean machine. The lean, mean bean machine.
Kat, the producer, writes this, and that is an absolute ripper. Well done, Kat. Well done to you. Oh, that's amazing. You know what? It doesn't even matter what else we got up here.
You've got to see the lean, mean machine.
That's just good. We'll just leave it there. Enjoy.
Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Interesting story from the news today.
Very interesting story.
That Pete couldn't wait to bring to my attention, and there was a little bit of, can we talk about it on the show? Can we?
Please.
So, all right, go on then.
So, suspects.
If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. Now, come on.
Okay, all right. A suspect's farts have forced a Missouri police to cut an interrogation short.
Give it to me. I'll read it.
I can't help. Just
hold on to yourself.
Wait, give me one more chance. A man in Kansas who was taken in for police questioning back in September.
Kansas.
Seemingly managed to avoid charges at the time by tooting in the interrogation room. Okay, you do it.
You can't do it, can you? All right, this is from the news. And I've heard of police suspects being petulant, but not flatulent. Now, this guy's police interrogation in, as Pete said, Kansas, was cut short when he kept farting. In fact, he was farting in response to questions the police were asking. Sean Sykes is accused of federal gun and drug charges and also of being a knob. A detective's report said Sykes leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud Fluffy when asked for his address by police while being interviewed. The detective said Sykes continued to be flatulent, and thus I ended the interview.
Right.
That's pretty much the story.
How do you reckon the interrogation went? Like a question. Ask a question. What would one of your questions be?
Where were you on the night of November 14? I put it to you, sir, that you were at the gun store after hours, uninvited. Okay. It would be pretty annoying.
Oh, God. We want to know on 1333 53 the awkward places you've dropped one. So, now this could be during a very important...
could be anonymous.
Anonymous.
Of course.
This could be during a very important meeting. Maybe it was a... Like a very important...
A job interview.
Yes, that's a good one.
Your vows.
Yeah, vows is a great
one.
Do
you take... Can you finish it? Yes.
Yes, we've got a great caller of the day prize. A couple of tickets to see Paul Kelly, Steve Earle and Middle Kids at King's Park, Sunday, November 26th.
Well, that's 26th. A great place to drop one because it's so loud that no one will know who dealt it.
Tickets to the second and final show. You can get through Ticketmaster or win them by telling us the awkward place that you've dropped one.
And the phones have gone mad.
Give me a look. What? Oh, Perth, I love you.
Oh, you're terrible.
You know what? I mean, I bang on about how proud I am to have been born and bred here, but it's times like this when we ask that question and the phone board lights up that I'm really a proud West Australian.
One, two, three, four, five, and one girl.
Oh, superstars. Awkward places you've dropped one. By that, I mean a fart.
Yeah.
Think of puppies.
Thank you for being able to get through that without giggling.
You're welcome.
It was just one word. You did well.
This was because a bloke in Missouri.
Yeah.
He was being interrogated by police.
As a police suspect accused of federal gun and drug charges, he wouldn't answer detectives' questions. He just kept farting.
We've got Jody in City Beach. Hello.
The petulant and the flatulent. Hello, Jody.
Tell us about the awkward place that you dropped one.
Mine was in high school.
Oh, no.
Yes, in the library.
Oh, the quietest place on campus.
Oh, yeah. We had this librarian who was big on quiet and stuff like that. Yes. And, of course, I was like, you know those plastic chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you make it worse.
Yeah, I was slouched in one. So, of course, you can feel it coming on and you're trying your best to hold it in, which is the best thing you can do. And, of course, out it comes, but it doesn't just come out. It just vibrates. Oh, and I'm surrounded by all the, because we've been separated from the guys and the girls. So you're all in the library and all the girls just suddenly, I couldn't hide that it was me.
Oh, my me.
So
God.
So it looked straight at me and everyone just jumps up and gives me this wide space of that.
Oh, my God. Jodie, are you telling me you were in year eight and there were boys there?
No, not really at the time.
Oh.
But they certainly heard about it afterwards.
Oh,
so
poor thing.
Yeah. Sorry, Jodie, thank you.
That is the worst place a girl could do that. And in the worst year.
James in Yatchip, tell us where you dropped one.
How are you guys?
I'm all right.
I was selected to go and do the old jury duty up north. I'm sort of sitting around waiting aimlessly, been there for a couple of hours, and just felt the urge to let one rip. But it was one of those strong but silent ones, the one that was stuck with you.
Yeah, that's the. I know they sound, they're more like a. Like that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was more worried to play Jeremy Clarkson, you know, from a bit of poo had come out, but it hadn't.
Oh, my God.
But, after about 20 minutes, I sort of had to, go to the toilet. But by then, I think everyone realised it was me. But funnily enough, I wasn't selected, so I'm not too sure what I did wrong.
Well, there's a little trick. Imagine if you'd been on this guy's jury between the two of you starting back and forward.
Gee whiz.
Anyway.
Thanks,
it's a good
James.
Idea for people who want to get out of jury selection.
See, there you go. This is very educational. Kelly and Tapping.
Informative.
Tell us the awkward place that you dropped one, Kelly.
It was actually my dad who dropped one.
Oh.
My sister was in the finals of a modelling competition and all the finalists and their parents and myself were in the elevator going down.
My God.
And there was nothing silent about it. It was the loudest, the most violent, gross thing you've ever heard and smelt. One of the girls beside us, the finalist, vomited all over the girl beside her, all over her evening dress, the finals. It was disgusting. Disgusting. We were all having that, you know, that gagging. We were all in there and you couldn't go anywhere. And we had people getting out on the, like, pressing the button to get out on the next floor.
I've never heard
of the horror. Like the scene as the elevator's opening from the other side would be these people just clawing at the edges to get out. Sounds like a scene from Bridesmaids or something, Kelly.
And my dad, he wasn't ashamed at all. He goes,
oh, no, dads do that. They're like that. They don't. Nothing shames them.
Oh,
and that was before the competition. And there's, my sister was so embarrassed.
I tell you, dads and uncles, these stories are bringing back all sorts of memories.
Worst.
I'll never forget I was younger. I was staying at my Uncle Vincinati Cat's place. And my Uncle Vinny got home from work and he let one rip from the living room to the bedroom. It must have been about 35 metres all.
It was a traveller. Thanks, Kelly.
I've never heard of a fart being described as violent.
Oh, Rush. You're with.
Thank you.
The Lisa and Pete Show. A new study that says people who pay by card forget how much they spend. Really?
I detect sarcasm in your voice.
Whoopsie.
This is very pertinent given the time of year.
Pertinent?
Yes. Do you like that?
I did.
I did tell you a couple of weeks ago, you guys, I'm up to P in the dictionary. So, you know, pertinent is my new word.
Can't get through a fart story one hour, pertinent the next.
Well, it's all about balance on the Lisa and Pete Show. We give you variety. It's a bit of everything. Okay, that's right, the credit card story. Hey, look, swiping your card to make payments, you're less likely to remember how much you spent. So scientists who found that cashless transactions make it easier for people to lose track of their expenditures.
I know, and it's worse now. You can swipe, you can poke, you can tap.
Mm.
How do you keep track of what you're spending?
PayPass, tap and pay. I mean, I use my mobile phone every now and again because you can
not
just,
even getting the credit card out.
Yeah, not even opening the wallet half the time. And you know what?
It's terrible. Like,
but it goes even further, right? And we'll go through some of the figures in here in just a moment. But it goes even further, Lise, right? Because, you know, these days when you've got things like Netflix, for example, or Foxtel Now, or where you can really easily set up direct debits yourself. You know what I mean? Like in every month you've got $15 coming out here, $15 coming up here. The other thing I've got is PayPal as well.
and everything uses PayPal. Like when I buy iTunes songs, for example, right, my PayPal is connected. Thank you.
Yep.
My PayPal is connected to my iTunes account. And it's just $1.29 here, a couple of bucks
here. I know.
But you look back at the end of the month and all of a sudden you've blown $50-$60.
And that's if you check your statement. Because that probably doesn't get posted to you anymore. It's online and you've got to download it yourself. So you don't necessarily even see it.
That's exactly right.
And you get your little receipt from Apple saying, oh, we just took out, a couple of bucks. And you look at it and think, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
A couple of bucks. But as you say, they add up.
So scientists at the University of Cologne in Germany and the Alpen Adria Universität Klagenfurt... See, and you didn't think we were going to get to a fart story here.
That's a classic word.
In Austria, I've recently examined the effect these shifting payment methods are having on the customers. They carried out a field study to determine recall accuracy in relation to recently made payments. Now, it makes complete sense to me here that using PayPass and Tap and Go and all that sort of stuff as opposed to money, you'd easily forget how much you're spending. Because if you hand over a $50 note, right, and $32, you're getting, what is that, $18 back in your hand.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's sort of, it must register somewhere in your brain. You know how you laugh at me for the fact that I still often go to the ATM and get some cash out and go and do my shopping and so on? Well, it's not actually that funny.
No.
Luckily, I'm probably I was probably born earlier enough that I understand what money is. It's all we used to have in our wallet. Before cards, people that are now just getting their card for the first time, like a 17, 18-year-old, and they never even have money touch their hand, and it's just they're swiping here, they're tapping there, they're doing this, they're doing that. You'd have no idea the concept of it. Oh, my God, I sound like my dad. It's true.
Yeah.
No idea of what money is, and you wouldn't feel like a transaction is being made.
And I don't know about you, but when you have physical cash in your wallet, right, or in your hand, I think you feel like you... Okay, I'm trying to figure out the words here, but let me give you an example. I, about 2.5 weeks ago, took $50 out from the ATM.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I still have that $50 in my wallet.
Oh, because you just, right.
Because every time, because I use a lot of Tap and Pay and all that sort of stuff. But the other thing is, every time I open my wallet and I see the $50 there, I physically go, oh, geez, you know what?
I don't want to break it. Right.
I don't want to break it. Whereas, with the card, you're not breaking anything.
Yeah.
You're not breaking a 50, you're not breaking a 100. You're just taking a couple of bucks here and there off whatever, tallies in your bank account.
Yeah.
So it's
like
it is,
it's not even money.
It is that.
Scary stuff.
Very scary stuff. So just be wary, especially coming into Christmas, Keep an eye on it.
Can you lend me $50?
No. Lisa, I cannot lend you $50 because you have $50, right, stashed under your pillow somewhere because that's what you do when you – when were you born?
Shut up.
Oh, that's not nice.
1960, shut up.
Lisa and Pete.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
The small screen was, well, it's not necessarily that small. It's big, it's curved, it's all sorts these days.
Oh, yeah.
But what's on it?
Well, on mine, there was this news about this new TV drama about serial killers that was coming out. And I just don't know if I was that interested because it feels like the genre has been done and done often. And what's something new you can bring to the table? You see an episode of Criminal Minds, like there's a serial killer just about every week. Like you can, I've had it drummed into my head so much, I can work out what a serial killer is from 10 paces. It's, oh, look, he's white male in his mid-40s, lives alone, travels from town to town killing or dying. Like, that's either a serial killer or an Australian stand-up comedian. So you don't know which is which, right? So I wasn't that excited to hear about the new series Mindhunter. And then I found out that David Fincher was involved directing the first and last episodes, and that piqued my curiosity because... as you know, he made one of the great underrated movies about the infamous serial killer, The Zodiac. And of course, Fincher made 7 as well. So I saw it was on Netflix. I still didn't give it a go. And especially with the world in complete turmoil, like who needs to kind of sit there and watch that? And then on the weekend, I thought, you know what, I'll just watch one and I'll see what happens. And then I watched another one and then I watched another one and I really enjoyed it. It's really good. The first thing that I really enjoyed about the series is it doesn't attempt to fetishize the bad guy. You know how in latter Hannibal movies, it almost attempted to make the character a bad guy who eats people, but really, it's just a bit complicated. It was it was getting to a point where you're expecting Hannibal to turn up in a comedy like Guess Who's Being Served. So this is nice to see them treating them the way they're meant to be treated. And it's set in the late 70s, and it's around the time when killers like Son of Sam had begun to render the concept of motive being something that you can't use to catch them anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're crazy, like they're properly crazy. So this is when FBI agents Holden Ford, played by Jonathan Groff, with
sorry,
a name that's...
Holden Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like someone who can't commit to which team he's following at Bathurst,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah. And so you've got the character of Holden Ford, and you've also got Bill Tench, who's played by Holt McCallany, who is a name that you might not recognise, but if you saw him, the first thing you'd do is go, ah, that guy, mm-hmm, I like him. Mm-hmm. And so the two of them begin to work on new ways to identify this new age of murderers. And have you watched it already, Lise?
I've watched probably an episode and a half.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole profiling thing. I've always found that fascinating.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah. And this is based on the non-fiction book that was co-written by John E. Douglas, who is the FBI legend who helped modernize.
I've read a couple of his books over the years, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've read that one as well. They're fascinating, aren't they? I didn't know if I really wanted to watch the series, but after watching the first three, I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out over the last seven episodes. And there's already a second season on the way. Did you know the little bits that happen before each episode? Lisa, they are showing us who the serial killer is going to be in the next season. So some little clever storytelling techniques going on. So I was completely surprised by this and really enjoyed it. Mindhunter, Netflix, all 10 episodes ready to go. Two thumbs, hoping the liver, fava beans and Chianti were to your liking.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite